Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from two guests, Humboldt boys soccer coach Joe Hadar and another Humboldt Wildcat athlete in senior Noelle Hammond, who signed her letter of intent to play golf at Buena Vista University. Our first guest is Humboldt boys soccer head coach Joe Hadar, who saw his team post back-to-back shutouts to end the week. I caught up with Coach Hadar after Friday's match against the Wright County Soccer Club to get his thoughts on the team's performance and the road ahead.
In our sport, the shutout is so much more important than winning 8-whatever. We really want to focus on having a solid defense because it's just difficult to score in this sport. And so, you know, back-to-back shutouts on back-to-back nights is a real positive takeaway from the game. And, you know, Carson did an outstanding job. He didn't have a lot of work tonight, but when he had to be there, he had to be there. And that's, you'll hear commentators on all of these shot sports, hockey, soccer, where the guy who's not very busy in goal, that's really a lot of times when it's most difficult to be the keeper. So, you know, kudos to him. Kudos to Rasmus and Gage. You know, our two center backs, you know, that's a difficult thing. Like I said, we got a lot of guys who want to go playing forward. So those guys being willing to be back there and doing a solid job and staying focused, again, a lot like Carson, where they don't have a lot of action. And then when they do, it's kind of like fire alarms and fire drills. So good job by them, the back line tonight. And really, Carter and Jaden and Henrik ended up playing a little wide back. Those guys were almost more like extra midfielders tonight.
Scoreless game there for a while there in the first half. A lot of opportunities, but you guys weren't just able to capitalize. But eventually, Carter Westry was able to get that first goal there. And that had to be a good feeling there to say, okay, we've got that first one. And then the onslaught started coming on there in that second half with the three additional goals.
I'm just looking at the book now, and we had 21 corners for the whole game. That's incredible. That's got to be the most corners I think we've ever had. And so, you know, kudos to them for keeping us away from the goal and forcing us to take corners. And, you know, it was difficult to get around them. I mean, they packed it in. This is a young team, and I would do exactly the same thing, playing six in the back and forcing us to get around them, and they were solid. And it was really a good defensive effort from them in the first half. It took us a long time to get on the scoreboard, but when we finally did, you know, it was a really good chance.
That final goal, Christian Ramirez gets that goal, but how about Reyes Falcón back on the pitch and that feed to Christian?
Yeah, it's one of the things about soccer is friends play better together, and those guys have been playing soccer together for a long time. And Reyes has wanted to be up there playing with Christian for the last couple of years, but he's been back playing center back. And like I said, the guys kind of, you do your time at center back, and hopefully we can get you up playing further forward. And so Reyes, now I think he's pretty healthy. His knee looks like it handled the game pretty well. So we got four games next week, so it'll be good to see those two guys, see what they can do combining together, and, you know, we'll just keep going.
So, Coach, first want to get final thoughts here from this match here, another shutout, but then also on the week and then upcoming here for you.
Like I said, the shutout's a big deal, and kind of the way we played, I thought we did a good job. Like shooting sports, sometimes the ball just won't go in the goal, and we had a lot of shots and we just didn't get it in the goal, and they did a good job defending against us. And then it leads into, we're 4-0 now. We're going to play four games next week, so we'll know a lot more about ourselves at the end of the week. I think we've all circled the Storm Lake game. That's a team that's a perennial favorite in the state, is always going to the state tournament. So we want to see how we stack up against them, but we want to keep going in the conference and keep it going. So, you know, it's a coaching cliche, but we'll take them one at a time and we'll play Monday. I think we're heading up to Garner. So, you know, that'll be a tough contest for us. And then have Storm Lake at home. And then I think we come back with Belmont and Hampton again.
Lots of soccer being played again. You said short season, but do want to congratulate you on the victory here and best of luck as you guys face off against a team that, you know, was at the top of the conference last year, an affiliate member in Garner Hayfield coming up next week.
Yeah, it's going to be a difficult challenge for us, and we're looking forward to that. Up there at their place, they're always difficult, and, you know, it should be a good game.
Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us here on 97.7 The Bolt, and congratulations on the win and best of luck on Monday.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head boys soccer coach Joe Hadar. Our next guest is Humboldt Wildcat senior Noelle Hammond, who signed her letter of intent to play golf at Buena Vista University.
Noelle, congratulations on your commitment to Buena Vista University for golf.
Thank you. It's quite an honor.
When did you first start the game of golf and fall in love with the game?
Well, I started golfing when I was about 5. My dad used to bring me out all the time, but I'd say I didn't really like it until I was about 13 or so. And I started golfing just about every single day.
Now, being a member of the golf program since 2021, what has that experience been like here in Humboldt?
It's been pretty good. I mean, I fell in love with the game and the team. I feel like I've had a strong connection with the coaches and all of my friends that I've made along the way.
What are your thoughts as you embark now on your senior year on the course for Humboldt?
Well, I'd like to say I'm confident, but the game of golf is always different every day. But I've got 3 years under my belt now, and I'm pretty excited going into my senior year. I just want to make it to state, so I'll try my best.
What would you say your favorite memory as a Humboldt golfer has been over these past few years?
I would have to say going to state last year was the best memory. I didn't do very well there, but going with my team and hanging out with all my friends was a great experience.
When this final chapter concludes in your Humboldt career at the end of the spring, how would you want to be remembered as a golfer for Humboldt?
I would say determined. I want to be known as a person who always gave it my all and was a very hard worker on the course.
So moving on to your college commitment here to Buena Vista University, what caught your eye about the program to want to play golf there in college?
Well, I met the coaches during a couple of the tournaments my junior year, and they were just kind of explaining the program there, and it really sounded very interesting to me. So I went on a tour there, and just everything about BVU, I fell in love with it. And meeting the team was definitely an important experience for joining their team.
What do you look forward to the most about competing at the college level for Buena Vista University?
Competitive edge that I'll have going into college golf. When I was golfing at state, I learned kind of what the competition is like, and I really enjoyed all of the people watching you and the people supporting you, and I think that's going to be very similar to college golf, and I really enjoyed that.
All right, well, appreciate it, Noelle, and thank you and congratulations on your commitment. Best of luck this season and best of luck at your college career here at Buena Vista University.
Thank you.
That was Humboldt senior girls golfer Noelle Hammond. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.